This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Moscow and Washington both took uncompromising troop buildups or stands Tuesday ahead of more talks amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. With the U.S. rebuffing a demand to halt NATO expansion and the Kremlin saying it was quickly see if it's worthwhile to even keep negotiating at all. At Monday's talks in Geneva, Russia insisted on guarantees precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations and demanded to roll back the military alliance's deployments in Eastern Europe. The U.S. firmly rejected the demands as a non-starter, and the U.S. envoy to NATO set a tough tone for the next talks with Moscow, ruling out any concessions on the alliance's eastward expansion. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov described the Geneva talks as open, comprehensive, and direct, but emphasized that Moscow wants quick results. The president of Kazakhstan announced Tuesday that a Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out its troops from the Central Asian nation in 2 days after completing its mission. The mostly Russian troops were deployed to Kazakhstan last week by the Collective Security Treaty Organization, a military alliance of six former Soviet states, at the president's request amid the worst public unrest the former Soviet nation has faced since gaining independence 30 years ago. Protests over soaring fuel prices erupted in the oil and gas-rich Central Asian nation of 19 million on January 2nd and quickly spread across the country, with political slogans reflecting wider discontent over the country's government. Over the next few days, the demonstrations turned violent, with dozens of civilians and law enforcement officers killed.